This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
I do have an announcement that I'm going to be gone October, I think, 16th and... Oh, I'm
15th and 16th.
Thursday and Friday, the 15th and 16th, I'm going to be in Warsaw, Indiana. So I'm going to actually go up and catch a football game and see if my boys and stuff like that. I never get to do that. I always have some kind of excuse. I got this, I got that. I'm taking, you know, a couple days off.
What kind of game? A high school game?
Yeah, my high school's 3-1.
Honoring you?
Hall of Fame?
No, but Larry and I are going to go talk to the team like on Thursday, you know, before the, just because former captains, we have a thing at our high school where, like, if you're a former captain, you can always go and, you know.
Really?
Say, yeah. If you could. Don't.
Yeah, are they going to retire your jersey?
No, none of that. We're just going to go talk to the team.
Do you have
on
to pass
Thursday.
A background check, or it's you
well,
know.
I mean, all they got to do is Google me.
Exactly. I don't know. Like Bubba Love Sponge. What are you going to tell them?
Well, no, we're just going to.
You going to tell me you played catch with Tom Brady? You going to give him?
It's just you say, hey man, good luck, guys.
I'm good friends with Deion Sanders.
No, you just like you go to practice and you just watch the guys. You talk to the coaches a little bit, and you know they introduce you to the team, and you're like, hey, thanks.
Oh, okay.
This is a former player and captain from 84. I don't know. I mean, we're just going. I mean,
you got to get some copy points down, Bub. You got to pump these kids up. They're going to tune you right out.
I'm not going to talk to them or nothing, I don't think. I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go.
Are you going to tell them that you have the antibodies?
Listen, you guys.
I thought it was Pep Talk Willie.
You got to have a nugget of wisdom.
That's why I'm not. And you see, that's why I don't even talk about things. I've been wanting to do this for such a long time to go see my best friend Larry and everybody. You guys just clown it.
No, you'll have
I'm
a good time.
I'm not saying a word. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's fun.
So that's why I'm not even going to tell people what I'm like. I'm just going to take a couple days off. You guys are like, you know, making me like I'm doing some Vince Lombardi talk and honor jersey at halftime. No, I'm just going up there to see the new coach. He's super, super good. It's probably the best coach our team's had.
Is it a new one this year?
No, 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
When they made the playoffs for the first time in like 1,000 years. The whole team's, you know, the whole town's a buzz about it.
I heard that you were going to make a donation. They were going to name the snack stand after you. Is that true?
That's not a donation. He's just going to go buy all the snacks.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fisher Field. Tonight's action is the Concord UPOs versus the Warsaw Tigers. And tonight at halftime, ladies and gentlemen, former captain of the 1984 team, two-way starter, Bubba Todd Clem will be making a donation courtesy of his foundation to name the snack stand after. This will forever be called the Bubba Clem Snack Concession Stand.
And on a related note, we're out of everything.
The reason why we're out of everything is because Bubba went a little hog wild on the corn dogs today and bought the corn dogs for all of Section 124. Corn dogs on Clem is what that section's called.
Code word Bubba for 10% off your hot dogs.
So...
teach him how to pick up crickets?
Stop. Just going up there to watch a game, hang out with my friends, see some family, enjoy the cold weather and watch a high school football team for the place that I used to play.
Yeah, it'll be cold up there then.
It was 37 degrees in Warsaw this past weekend.
Gross.
You going into the locker room and stuff?
Like, no, I don't talk think to so. And... No. It's not like I went on to be an NFL football player. I went in to be a shock jock and a porn guy.
Yeah, but you played catch with Tom Brady and Deion Sanders. You made it. You made it out of Warsaw.
You did, dude. You're famous.
Kind of.
Listen, kids. As you can see here, I got my iPhone projected up to the screen here. That's me within 4 yards of Tom Brady on a 35-yard get and go with Deion Sanders right there. As you can see. Oh, there's me shooting baskets with Larry Bird back in '86, and here's me with Hulk Hogan at my wedding with Howard Stern, when he used to be my friend, ladies and gentlemen. Most popular guy ever from Warsaw, Indiana, Todd Clem. Hi, thank you. Don't Google me. I'm probably older than their parents.
Probably right around that age.
I could probably be their grandfather.
No, you've got a high school kid, right? I mean, you've got...
Yeah,
it's
you're the right age.
Yeah.
I could almost be their granddad.
Technically, you could.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, probably...
If that first had another first...
Well,
yes.
Last week you said that you would have had like a mid-30-year-old.
Yeah, I'm supposed to have like a 33, 34-year-old. So if 33's and 30, yeah, no.
I mean, yeah, they could have a 10-year-old. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it'd be 14.
These are all, 16, 17, and 18-year-old, guys. So
and you're going to mold them.
No, I'm not doing nothing.
Oh, yeah, you are. We're going to the States this year, baby.
Anyway. I thought you guys would be excited to get a couple days off.
I am. I didn't know if we got the days off, but now I'm so pumped. I might go with you. Value Jet, what can we get? $39 both ways?
No. No, I got to fly into Indy and get a car.
Oh, no.
So that's why I got to leave Wednesday. But we're doing Wednesday's show. We're just taking Thursday, Friday off.
I love it. A couple of days off in October. If it's below 80 degrees here, I'm going to really enjoy that day.
That's not the weekend of the Bucks. A Packers game, is it?
I don't care. I'm not.
You'd rather talk to the high school than go to the Packers game?
Yeah.
Packers, the 18th. Game.
That's the same weekend, isn't it?
Yep, he'll be gone.
No. Listen, I already told you I don't want to go to the box.
I told you you're going to the box, bro.
I'm not going to Warsaw just to get away from the Packers.
Yeah,
what if the Packers roll in undefeated?
Listen, first of all, the Bucks-Packer game is going to be a great game.
Yes.
Secondly.
There's a Bubba seat, a Bubba shrine in the box waiting for you.
Well, hold on, Bubba. When are you coming back?
I'm not getting into that, okay? I'm not getting into
it. That's an afternoon game on Sunday.
I'm not getting in to when I'm returning because I could make the game, but I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm getting back till later because I don't want to go to the game.
All right.
I'm only
going to invite you 10 more times.
Even Brett Favre went to a game.
I know.
He could roll up in the box, because Favre and Sapp are friends, and Sapp will show up sometimes.
I understand. I think I could really, really, really enjoy the game better from, my big screen TV in my apartment.
How cool would that be if you and Sapp sat there and watched the game?
I'm done trying to be cool. I just want to be comfortable.
Are you afraid of anybody you might run into at the game?
Yeah, Sapp.
No, I'm not afraid.
They're nice. They're cool now.
Sapp and I saw each other at the dollhouse about 3 or 4 years ago. It was cool as hell.
But Sapp and Favre together and Bubba in one room? How about that, dude?
I may melt down. I may say something stupid
you
like
could be
Anna.
The cream in their Oreo.
Listen.
It's not that bad.
Here's the problem.
Yes, it is.
Here's why I don't travel that much and get to go see family and go do some stuff that I probably should as I get older is because I always have these things. Oh, you got the Bucks game this Sunday. You got to be like, when am I going to take some time out and do what I want to do? I want to go back to my hometown and see my friends and watch a high school football game. I've not seen a high school football game since I, played high school football.
Okay, well, me and Favre and Sapp will be playing quarters on Sunday, and
that's fine. I've met Sapp, and I've met you, and one of these days I'll meet Brett Favre.
Okay,
he's such a mark.
Who?
Favre.
He's marking out to Tom.
Yeah. Would you print out a picture of Favre's dong and have him sign it?
Oh man, that'd be a heat getter.
It's kind of, it was small, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just initial it.
It was all mangled up, right? It was all, yeah. You don't send that to Jen Sturger. Cream of the crop.
Are you a little tore up?
I gotta edit those.
Are you a little taken back, Anna, from this girl that we had, that Dan had on?
No. Who saw Brett Favre's dong and is it
everyone,
really mangled?
Everyone in the country.
He was a big dong gate.
I don't know. I didn't
know. One of the originals. One of the originals. Like, right up, was he before Anthony Weiner?
Oh, yeah,
it was right about that time.
Why was it
between
mangled?
The two Anthony Wieners, I think.
It wasn't mangled.
It was mangled. His wiener was on addicted
been,
to pain pills.
He's been sacked a lot. He's taking a lot of sacks.
Did it get leaked or what happened?
Yeah, it has a leak in it.
He was taking a picture of his dong, sending a D-pic to this chick that was.
Was she over 18?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I don't know how things go.
Yes, she was like a PR correspondent for the Jets or something.
Yeah.
Her name was Jen Sturger. She went on to be famous. She was famous because she was a hot Florida State chick that Britt Musburger was trying, was all up on. Remember that?
Yeah, it was her and then Lana from WWE that all got, had a picture taken of them years ago.
At a Florida State game.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my God, the hottest chicks ever.
And then that turned into Jen Sturger being like a stand-up comedian and like some kind of sports chick or something. And then Favre went to the Jets. And while he was at the Jets, Sturger worked for the Jets or something, or as a reporter.
Didn't his wife have cancer too? Brett Favre's wife while he was doing that? Yes. Yeah.
And he sent a picture over to Sturger about, hey, how about coming at some of this action?
And it wasn't even good action.
She dirty dogged him and then released it. And everybody saw a picture of Favre's, half erect, not so impressive penis.
He should have never gone to the Jets. What a disaster!
Yeah, just one thing after another,
on and off the field.
Yeah,
is he quarterback? No,
one of the greatest quarterback. God, you're so awkwardly stupid.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I mean, if you're going to be on a show, don't you know you're kind of full of really rugged men like us? Don't you think you should maybe? There's just some stuff.
Well, maybe there's some people out there that
maybe
don't
there's
know
some
either.
Stuff that no. There's not a lot of people that are listening to this program right now that doesn't know who Brett Favre is.
Maybe you heard the name. Maybe you don't know where he played or what he did.
I bet you 98 to 99% of everybody that's listening by whatever means knows who Brett Favre is.
Still 1%. And I represent that 1%.
Yeah, well, it's awkward that you're that one. You shouldn't be that 1% if you're on the show.
All right, I'm sorry I asked a dumb question.
Am I right,
my
Seth?
Bad.
Like, everybody knows who Brett Favre is. Phoebe knows who Brett Favre is.
Unfortunately, she does, yes. She got a dong shot as well.
You don't know who Brett Favre is? I mean, come on.
No, I've heard the name. I knew he was a football player. I didn't know what position he played. I'm sorry.
You don't really. By the way, I heard you did absolutely nothing this weekend.
Yeah.
Nothing. As a big brother, I'm kind of stepping in and saying, like, you gotta start doing stuff.
I tried.
You mean like going out and getting? I
tried.
Just something.
She hung out with the cats. She had some animal time.
This negative energy that you
went on a nice long walk yesterday.
No podcasts.
You just don't do nothing.
No, I'm just lazy.
You just don't do nothing. Seth Kushner was dead on last week when he said that you were, somewhat career lazy. You got your big,
term.
You're just like a little flower child going from one open mic to another, trying to find your way.
That might be what makes you happy?
What, a microphone? Yeah, the felicity of it.
That's what
no, we know that it's not the phallic type deal of a microphone. That means nothing to her. That disgusts her, actually. Hello, Anna.
Yeah, hello. Well, the sun was out a little bit, so I was outside for a good portion.
Were you depressed this weekend?
No.
Was it a rough week for you?
No, well, I wasn't feeling my best, but that's okay.
You just yell at cats and stuff
were
like
you,
that.
Were you upset that you were not able to go to Rosh Hashanah dinner?
No, I was okay with that. It actually worked out kind of well because I started,
Seth said
bleeding.
I don't know if Seth went to Rosh Hashanah dinner or not, but I bet you he preferred he had not had to.
No, I didn't go. No, I didn't.
Okay,
no.
Sorry. But if your mom would have said, oh, Seth, you don't even worry about Rosh Hashanah dinner, okay, honey?
Yeah, no.
You would have been like, great.
No, she wouldn't say that, but I had all the lightning stuff to do this weekend, so. Oh,
I saw she made a nice challah, so.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
The lightning.
And I thought to myself, I like challah.
Yeah, Bubba, are you a fan of challah?
Oh, hala. Everyone is.
Hala. What's a hala?
What?
Bread. You don't know what hala is, Bubba? Come on.
It's really good.
It's hala.
Yeah, you got a
hala.
I know what a holler is, which is like a small little ravine in Kentucky. That's a holler. I don't know what a hala is.
Hala.
It's with the A. You can't use the R. You have to use the A.
What's a challah?
It's like,
is it a piece of bread? If it's food, I probably like it.
It is. It's bread.
It's
sweet. Yeah. It's not like the.
It's like egg bread.
Oh, I bet you I'd love the hell
it's
out of
really,
it.
It's really, really good.
Give me some.
Really fluffy.
There are some Jewish things that Jewish people eat on their celebrations. I don't know if I like so much.
Well, what have you
most
had?
Most of the food sucks, but some of it's good.
You know what? Dan isn't wrong. It's not great.
It sucks.
It does. The food sucks.
It's not great.
On both ends of the spectrum,
unleavened bread.
With regards to the food that Jewish people use in ceremony type deals, what's the best and what's the worst?
Ooh, Kugel's the best.
What?
Kugel.
I was asking Seth, not you, Bubba, Johnny Chimerin over there.
Can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
There's not one Jewish food that I like.
Stop.
I mean,
Papentoshin. Come on,
it's all chalky.
It all sucks,
Bubba. It's horrible.
It's 3,000-year-old food. Bubba.
It's like maybe matzo ball soup if you had to go with something like
too.
That. Like maybe
horrible.
Maybe if you had to go down that road. Like chicken noodle soup, if you want to put that in the Jewish category.
Oh, yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, we can put that in there. You got to win.
Yeah, but
can I just have chicken noodle?
Fish and
no,
all that
no,
other
no,
crap.
No.
I mean.
Once you start going Mediterranean, it gets better. Like falafel and stuff.
Oh, sure, sure.
What's
absolutely.
What's a falafel?
What? It's fried chickpeas.
Mm. I don't think
I don't know if we get credit for that, though. I don't know if
I take credit. I take credit.
No, you guys
We're
no
in the
way.
Region. We're in the region. We're in the Fertile Crescent.
The people that invented the falafel want to kill Jews.
Yeah, Lebanese.
Yeah, but again,
they got the good food.
Yeah, but there were Jews in the Middle East for thousands of years, so it's all the same.
I just wish we'd stop fighting on religion. We know you really can't prove it. We can't even prove what we're fighting about.
We can prove that the Jewish food is not that good, though.
That's one thing you can lock in.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. Thenewdealshop.com. Promo code Bubba. So, Hogan gets fired, was released exactly a week ago, right, Blitz?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the new par as to Colton's numbers that he can hit.
Yes.
Right? And Blitz, we got 4,159.
Okay.
So let's call it 4,000.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And so his OJ, ooh, he only has till Wednesday to get this. He's only at 1,164.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now, what is, so Blitz, the par for Colton. And would you feel that this is very fair? He's hit this number before on something that was properly tagged and thumbnailed.
To be honest, to be fair, I think we would take his last few videos and then find the median of those.
Because
I'm looking at a lot of the videos that are also on it.
You don't want to add his Vince and his Rock deal. That brings his average way down. He has the ability to do 4,000 clicks. He does. He can do that if he puts his mind to it.
Okay.
If he picks the right video, he thumbnails it correctly. This isn't a level that he's not hit before. And so that's kind of his par. Whether the O.J. Simpson video will hit that or not, I would probably say no. But I can't start gauging using this number against Colton until he's had this process all to himself, which is a video he picks out that he thumbnails. And nobody tells him to do a particular video. This is all on his own. Now, is the Mark Furman one that's due on Wednesday, is that completely on his own? Did he pick that out?
I don't know. I believe he's on Slate.
Colton?
I'm here.
Did you pick out the Mark Furman one?
I did, and that was kind of before I see the numbers on the OJ one, so I'm kind of freaking out.
No, the only thing I need to know about is whether somebody told you to do the Mark Furman one or you took it upon yourself to do it.
No, I did it upon myself.
That's all I needed to know. So now your numbers start with the Mark Furman deal, and is that due Wednesday?
Correct.
All right. So that means a week from Wednesday would be the first opportunity you could be let go.
Okay.
Wow. I hope there's a lot of Mark Furman marks out there.
But now, is everybody going to get mad at me by saying, well, you know, Bubba told him to do it? Like, this is completely on his own.
No, he picked that one.
Like, this is the... I mean, we have to start this thing sometime. We just can't be like, well, you know, next week we'll start it, Colton. Well, you know, Mark Furman isn't real hot topic right now. You picked this on your own. This is your... I cannot spoon feed any part of this process for you, for in fear that if it doesn't work out, then they can blame an ounce of it on me. This has to be on you.
It's on me.
So, how close are you to having it done? How long is it, first of all?
25 minutes. Oh. The 50-minute one was too long.
Right.
So, I figured maybe closer.
And it's due Wednesday, right?
Correct.
And do you have it? What's the title of it? You know that your last title, your O.J. Simpson title is what screwed you on that.
I know, and I got to consult with Blitz and Caveman today on what they think, because that's what you had informed me to do last time.
No, I'm not telling you to do anything. It's strictly a numbers game for me, buddy.
Colton, I would suggest doing a complete clickbait title. It doesn't have to do anything to do with the video. Just clickbait it up.
Mark Furman's orgy.
I wouldn't even put Mark Furman's name in there. Just make up some title.
Yeah, and
747 crash lands in Tampa.
OJ like cop.
747
racist cop.
Yeah.
Donald Trump makes love to an alien woman.
Right. I just
Dr. Fauci caught making love to a Salvation Army kettle machine.
Time spent viewing means
not even a woman, a machine.
Time spent viewing means nothing, Colton. You need the clicks.
So Colton, I'm just saying. I mean, I hope to God that chat, you know, Colton, this has been a very fair process, don't you think?
Of course.
I don't want it to be over. I want you to get 4,000 clicks on your Mark Furman deal. I mean,
what
you know,
the chances of that, you think?
I don't think it's doable.
I know. I'm looking at the numbers of all the other videos. They're not even close.
Meanwhile, Lummy can just churn them right on out.
Well, Bubba.
What, buddy? Like,
Colton's gonna say it's nice knowing you.
I have an announcement to make.
What?
It's an important announcement.
This better not be a Tukey Tukey deal.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting Tukey Tukey'd here.
Yeah. It's not a Tukey Tukey deal.
You quit.
I do have my letter today to put in my 2 weeks.
You do?
I do.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Bring it in immediately.
Colton, come on, man. You're screwing everybody.
Mm. Bring it in immediately.
Two weeks?
Maybe the pressure's too much.
Oh, man.
He reversed it on us. He reversed the fire. Oh, this is called a reverse firing.
Colton.
Hopefully I'm waiting. Hopefully he didn't come in with a shotgun.
Oh, God. I love you, Colton.
And shoot me. Lummy, go over there by the door.
I love you, Colton.
Well, why are you trying to save yourself?
You punched him in the balls.
Save me, Lummy.
Anna.
Sorry.
Lummy, he could
shoot
kill me.
Anna first.
Bubba, have you had anybody give you their 2 weeks on the air before?
Never.
Really?
No, I've never heard it.
Is it over? Like, he's done.
Well, yeah, we need to talk about this.
Like,
Colton, you can get on. There you go. Colton Leist. Bubba Radio Network. Dear Bubba Clem, please accept this letter as a former notification that I'm leaving my position with the Bubba Radio Network on October 2nd, 2020. Thank you for the opportunities you've provided me, as I'm extremely grateful to have had to a part of to I'm sorry to have to have work here and be a part of the team. If there's anything I can do to help during this transition, please let me know. Really fancily signed, Colton Leist.
Damn,
he's the new producer of the Patrick Show.
Colton, what are you? Thank you, Colton.
Thank you, Bubba.
For your resignation. Now tell us what you're doing, if you want. I mean, if it's none of our business.
Or what led you to this decision?
Yeah.
I just think that my responsibilities and a lot of things have changed here in the BRN the past few years. And I don't know. It's just been a lot of pressure. I've been taking a lot of my work home lately.
He's doing stuff that most people have to do anyway, and it's too much for him.
Well, maybe I need a job that you don't got to take home. Maybe like a construction willy or something like that.
Yeah, so do you have anything in mind with regards to what you want to do?
Well, I was born and raised in Tampa, so I always have pretty good connections. A couple of my buddies offered me jobs with them. They do construction work. I got a guy that does bathroom remodels. I got a handyman friend, lawn dog Willie, pest control is a fallback. So a few options.
Have you talked to your dad about this?
Yeah, I mean, as you can see, I have a letter here. It's been well thought out. It's been something I've been thinking about probably over the last 2 or 3 months now. And I know you and I spoke about it even when you said when Joey and SJL and Bibway were still here. And you kind of said, hey, after they leave, you got a month left. So I was kind of already expecting
I've been trying to hold on and see if you could learn these skills but I don't know that you can. Like, I don't know that you can.
Yeah, and then I just...
And I don't know that you want to.
And either. I wanted to be respectful towards you, and I don't want to burn any bridges, so I just was hoping you and I can keep an open line of communication. I figured this was the best way to do it.
I absolutely agree it's the best way to do it, and I think that you've done it very much like a man and very much like a gentleman, and, you know, I look forward to you always being welcomed and coming in and being part of the boys. There has been people that have left that are still friendly and welcomed back, and you're part of that crew.
Well, thank you.
Now, are you going to produce the Patrick show?
No, I don't. No, I need money, so I'm not going to do anything for free. I need money, so I'm going to get a job. Like I said, my buddy works good, pretty good bathroom remodel job. I think that might be where I'm going to go.
That's tough. That's tough work, too.
Tough work, but it should give me some good cash pretty quickly. I mean, I'm 27. This was a good job in my early 20s when I was still on my parents' insurance and stuff like that. Now I'm no longer on their insurance, so I need a job with some insurance. And obviously I need to buy a home here in like, you know, 2 or 3 years. So.
Yeah, this place isn't, you know, our job. This job doesn't offer any of that.
Well, I mean, like, no disrespect. I just don't think that between you and I don't think I'd be able to save much money here over the next 3 years. That's all.
Well, neither can I. Nobody can save money here. If you got this job to save money, you all might want to hand in your notices. Nobody's saving any money. We're just barely making it. But I will tell you this, Colton, I accept your resignation. I mean, Dan, what do you do? Is that like, I accept this.
You just be thankful it worked.
You think you got a kiss?
You got him to quit. You didn't have to fire him. Save the unemployment.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I mean, do you have this paperwork so I can't go say that you fired me and I want unemployment? No, like, I'm trying to be respectful, responsible, and do things right.
You covered, Bubba.
I'm covered?
You covered.
Colton, thank you. And what's your last day?
Son of a bitch.
The second.
Let me. What day is October 2nd?
It'd be 2 working weeks, so not this Friday, but the following Friday.
All right. So maybe we should do the big Colton blowout. You know,
that's
Seth's
up to
ready
you?
To cry.
I mean, I like Colton. He's a good kid. I mean, as far as you know, the work that he does here, I'm not fully involved in it. You know, he was there for us yesterday when we needed him for a couple of questions.
He's always there for you.
Yeah, for the shower show. He's been there, and I like him. You know, whether this is cut out for him or not, it doesn't appear that way. I get that he wants a job that he doesn't have to worry about 24 hours a day. That's kind of why I got a radio in the first place. So I get it. I think Colton's a good dude, and I like I've said before, I think at some point he's going to end up having more money than all of us. So
Colton, are you mad at me because I kind of gave you like a new, this is the way it needed to be done?
No, I'm not mad at you at all. I mean, things changed here at the BRN.
Because whoever comes in and replaces you, that's going to be something that we is a prerequisite going into. Like, you know.
I understand that. And I mean, and it wasn't when I started. Like, obviously, it changed as I evolved as I got here longer and longer.
Oh, so, yeah. I mean, a lot of things have changed.
I just want to rip his heart out and put it back in backwards.
It already is.
I know.
God. Well, Colton, you're very much a gentleman. You're very much a man, and I appreciate your tenure here at the BRN. And you're always welcome to still come and go. And I accept your resignation, my friend.
Well, thank you, Bubba. Right. I really enjoyed it, and I hope I can help whoever it is over these next 2 weeks to get him situated.
Me too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code.
I discovered that little machine to your right.
Oh, my! It's called the instant replay?
Replay machine, yeah.
You mean this right here? That?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know how you were so quick, because you know, all these other things, you have to, like, you know, move the cursor and click on it, and then you had, you know, you were always really quick with those. Well, I understand, but those are faster.
I have two mouses, one for internet, one for next gen. I have the instant replay, the CDs, the mics. Well, there's a lot of stuff I got going on.
Yeah, it's
that you guys don't even know. That you guys wouldn't even know I'm over here like an octopus, and I got short arms.
I am.
I mean, you guys wouldn't believe. Like, and it's all muscle memory now. Like, literally, it's muscle memory. But it's a lot.
Does Dan have the extra hands with him during surgery? But you're up there by yourself, right?
Yeah.
They've got the people that hand him stuff.
Yeah, I'm not calling first. I don't have an assistant. I don't have any help at all. Zero.
It's way easier with an assistant up there because there's a lot of buttons. But no, it's hard, Bob, because first of all, just carrying the show is hard. Carrying the show and hitting all the buttons is even harder. And then we're dealing with, like, the technical problems, like when the phones aren't working. I mean, I don't know why you haven't pulled that thing out of the wall and thrown it against.
Because it's about 10 grand to replace it.
It's about 10 grand. It's the only one that I have. That's why.
Man, I want to.
Otherwise, football players are finding that.
Hold on. Stand by. Real neat story.
Their support for first responders is coming at a big cost.
As David Winter shows us.
What, Blitz?
I was going to tell Dan, actually, as Danny 198 was going on, I was pricing out phone systems.
Hey, Dan, are you interested in investing in a phone system?
How much?
Walking a fine line between breaking
this. This is absolutely ridiculous. This really pisses me off.
You don't really see two guys together on the news a lot, do you?
No. The two guys together doesn't piss me off.
Oh, sorry.
What has happened is I guess a high school football team or a couple of guys on the football team or a couple people in the band or somebody came out and led the team as, you know, most teams are led by their coach or by a captain or by the – and somebody had a Blue Lives Matters flag.
This happened again?
And the kids got suspended. For, like, when is it, where did the turnaround happen where supporting cops is now bad?
Did they have a no flag policy?
I don't know, like.
Rules and standing up for a cause.
When the Little Miami football team took the field last Friday, September 11th.
By the way, that guy hauls ass. The guy in front's hauling ass, is he not?
Some players carried alongside the American flag, a thin blue line flag, and a thin red line flag.
Okay, are you trying to make some kind of a political statement here?
No, not at all. I was doing it to honor the people that lost their lives 19 years ago.
Brady Williams was holding the.
All right, so this was
there you go.
2001.
And so, how can it be wrong to pay homage to the people that lost their life from the night from the 9/11?
That's just a cover.
So is this story from like a week ago?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so they reinstated these kids.
They did?
Yes.
But they should have never even been uninstated.
I agree.
Like, Listen, you go out there and you're carrying a Confederate flag. You're carrying a flag that, you know, that is. Well, I get it. I get it there. But since when has it been not cool to support
first responders? And, blue and, the cops, red the firemen.
So they got suspended indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
From the football team or school?
School.
And this guy's one-armed Willie. Look at that poor guy. Damn flag, damn near ripped his hand.
What about his little buddy over there?
I don't know.
He looks concerned.
His father is a policeman, and he says he wanted to honor all the cops.
So you can't... His dad's not the head of the KKK.
Oh, man.
His dad's a cop.
Dude, they didn't run out with the Confederate flag or anything. I mean, this is like...
Lost their lives trying to save...
But that's the pussification this school district for about a week... had these guys suspended indefinitely.
Others on 9/11.
I was all for it.
Why?
Because my dad is a firefighter.
Jared Bentley carried the thin red line flag. The problem is the boys had asked the school permission prior to the game and they were denied.
Well, that's kind of a problem.
If they defied the order, there would be consequences.
Listen, I don't care what my consequences are. As long as my message gets across, I'll be happy.
Brady and his friends have not heard about any disciplinary action at this point, but we just spoke with the superintendent and
he's got pretty snappy.
That was their mistake. They should have never asked.
Right.
He says it likely will.
This guy's got a nice little suit on, does he not?
Yeah. Be coming.
We can't have students
what?
Who decide to go ahead and.
This guy's like Porky Pig.
He's painting.
He's got a Wizard of Oz deal on. This guy's a weirdo.
He is a weirdo.
Somebody just check this guy's hard drive immediately.
Exactly.
This guy's got the Cowardly Lion in his office with a Dorothy and a Toto kicker.
Do something anyway. After they've been told that they shouldn't be doing it.
You know what?
The district superintendent.
That's him. That's him in that picture.
Yeah, it is.
He's an actor. He's an actor. That's him.
He's a furry?
May be the Tin Man.
Yeah, he is a Tin Man.
He's the Tin Man. That's him.
Man, I don't even want to go to the school that the Tin Man is the principal.
What?
I think he's an actor.
Do you think Tin Man's a rapist?
I don't know, but I think this guy's a weirdo.
Everybody's into the theatrics in Miami.
I don't even want to go to the high school. Hey, guess who our principal is? Who? The Tin Man.
Tin Man.
That guy's a weirdo. I'm never going there ever again. I'm homeschooling. Go online, Willie.
That they shouldn't be doing it.
Dan, I wonder how much the Tin Man made on the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, he probably made a good $50.
The district superintendent says he saw the flags as symbols of a political point of view. And not
supporting the police as a political point of view?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Supporting
it's shameful.
Is
not want to set a precedent.
We did not want to place ourselves in a circumstance where...
Can somebody tell Gregory Power the next time he does an interview, let's keep off his acting resume?
It's absolutely him in that picture.
It is.
Absolutely.
I don't think it is.
It is.
Absolutely.
It's not.
To come out.
I think the Tin Man was actually a famous guy.
No.
No, the painting is a different guy.
He did, I bet you this guy did a little local production of The Wizard of Oz, and he was the Tin Man. Look at him.
Oh, you mean he was like local theater?
Yeah,
Willie?
That's what I'm saying. It's a local theater picture. That's not the real Wizard of Oz picture. That's not the real Wizard of Oz. That's not Dorothy. That's not real.
I think that is a real
one that maybe many other families may not
listen,
agree.
I could care less about. I want to know why do you got a picture of the Wizard of Oz at the school?
Why can't you pay respect to a one of the most classic films in cinematic history?
Yeah.
With from a political
and all of a sudden you're a kid toucher.
After
I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say that either.
What if it was a play the drama club put on? That was the picture of it.
Oh.
Book, the superintendent says he is fine.
I don't know if I want my high school drama club putting on the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz brought in $20,000. Once you factor in the $5,000 they made off the snack booth there, it's a hit.
That was the largest fundraiser of the year.
It's a hit.
I mean, a lot of people don't agree with his point of view and have sent hate emails.
Whatever, I've had enough.
Don't call your school Little Miami.
One of the people that they interviewed says this is clearly a political statement for Donald Trump and to make people aggravated. If you look at the support pages, it's all white. It's all white people. So it's racist to carry a
last night's meeting, some teachers also spoke about their concerns heading back into the classroom.
Yeah, but one educator focused her attention on parents' behavior, noting remote learning.
Yeah, this one teacher, you know, a lot of teachers. Now, Seth, does your mom have to teach online too now? Is like it all online?
I don't know if they're back in school yet or not.
Okay.
I haven't been able to keep up with it.
Because if she does, I can only imagine some of the things that they may see And this woman, this one teacher is like, man, I see parents that are in their underwear and smoking and drinking.
Doing drugs.
Sessions, and her colorful comments were, well, immediately echoed by colleagues from all over.
And this guy on the left's really got, I mean, do they use like a straight edge to do that hair? That is on point, ain't it?
What's with all the dudes on the news, man?
I don't know.
CBS 12's Lexi Nall spoke.
That's our new show. What's with all the dudes on the news?
I thought we Me Too'd them all the way out.
About the eye-opening.
I thought it was open season on men. Yeah. If you're a man, you are screwed.
Things they've seen through the window of online learning.
Is this girl even old enough to?
No. Started at this week's school board meeting when a Boca Raton.
Is she doing like a
she's an online
Little
learner.
Red, right? Is she doing like a Little Red Riding Hood gimmick here?
Yeah.
One teacher had some choice words for parents who misbehave in the background of virtual class.
Parents, please make sure that
what?
You have the.
Look at this. Look at this. A lot of humanity Stop. Going on right here. Listen.
Please make sure that you have the proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and
Hold
everything
on, she said,
else.
She's a teacher, and she said, we done seen them?
Yeah, this is Elise. This is
she
Elise right
math.
Here.
She does math. She does
this
math.
This is Elise after she got a little ghetto. Elise had to see some guy's dong hanging out right here.
Bra and everything else.
This poor teacher. And can you
Wouldn't
imagine?
Wouldn't that kind of lighten up the day, though?
Yeah.
See a dong?
Hey, Mom, this is my teacher, and she's full hot on the deal. I mean, this...
Fine, everything else.
Elementary school teacher Edith Pride has plenty of...
I like Edith.
...issues to take up with the school district, but chose to dedicate her...
Is that her hype girl to the right there?
...time Wednesday night to deliver a fiery message to parents.
Parents, when you are helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands.
This guy's trying to help. It's like, man, come on, Jimmy, let me try to help you out this math problem.
Dude, I'm lying.
He's doing big smoke rings and stuff. Man, don't be your kid big joints. Get them black and miles.
In your hands and cigarettes. Does joint be big as a cigar?
Be oh, big. Yes. The joint be big.
And though her comments got laughs from the crowd.
Thank you, Edith. You're always a breath of fresh air.
How are you going to be a teacher and not even speak English?
Message struck a chord with other teachers who've been navigating the unpredictable world of virtual classes.
Joints be as big as your finger.
For months.
I did have a parent that sat on the couch and we could see an ankle monitor on her leg.
Okay.
Oh, sometimes, my God. Sometimes moms.
It's an anklet.
Sometimes moms, you know, had a little bit of a scrape deal. Some moms got ankle monitors. Doesn't make it a bad mom.
Yeah,
now.
The bitch isn't out of the house, all right?
Yeah.
She's doing what she's supposed
right.
to do.
She's compliant, ain't she, Seth?
Yeah.
She's going by the rules.
All of a sudden, good citizens of the community now are being chastised on the news.
Spoke to say most parents are respectful of online class time, but they all had at least one story about hair-raising moments, exposing online classes to everything from profanity to drug use.
I had a father, no shirt, let me tell you, he looked 9 months pregnant, no shirt, drinking a beer at about 11:45 in the morning.
Well, that's about probably 40 or 50% of
He's in his house.
Parents are smoking marijuana. I mean, I don't really care if people do that, but you shouldn't be in the screen doing that.
Others worry about the impact on students exposed to behavior and even body parts they might not see at home.
They do see, you know, other things that they've probably never seen before.
Yeah, because, you know, pops and mom are doing what they do during the day when the kids are usually at school.
Dude, I love teachers.
They're blasting.
I love teachers and stuff, but this is kind of ticky-tack
right
here.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You're right.
I mean, I get it. If the mom or dad sits behind the kid and like has like a 4-foot bong and just starts taking big bong tokes, okay, but.
Or like what Anna would be doing rails, you know?
Because a guy doesn't have a shirt on or the mom has an ankle bracelet.
It's tough because now you've mandated that all these people have to have this perfect environment to teach at home. And no one was prepared for this. A lot of the inner cities and less
affluent
people aren't able to have like a dedicated room that's perfectly
and they've
sterile.
Not prepared for it.
Right.
Right. I mean, you know, this all got thrown on somebody's lap.
Man, yeah, it's not their duty. It's not their job. They didn't sign up for being a home teacher and babysitting the kids at home. It's
what happens
ridiculous.
if there's some parents or some people out there that couldn't afford a computer? Does the state come in
they
and get?
They provide.
They need to.
They're providing them, and they're trying to provide online access, and it's still a disaster.
A lot of people don't have Wi-Fi too.
These kids just need to go to school.
I know that is a challenge.
And something else for photobombing parents to consider, district officials tell CBS 12 News that all classes are recorded so students can go back and review the lessons again as needed. Reporting in Boca Raton, I'm Lexi Nall, CBS 12 News.
Wow, ever heard of editing?
County Commissioner Melissa McKinley.
What do we got here?
That's the reporter.
Oh, this is the girl we just saw?
Yes.
The blonde?
I think she's old enough.
Yes. Little Red Riding Hood? That's her.
I think the brunette's far more pretty. And my, whoa. is that her husband? Is that her little snowflake husband?
I don't know.
Got to be.
Yeah.
I cut him out of the picture.
Oh, you cut him out?
Yeah.
How many followers does he have?
Why not like Isabel? Or Ian?
I don't know how many followers. I know the chick that Dan had in
here. 3,406 followers.
The girl that Dan had in here, the dark match Taylor Swift, had about 237,000.
And didn't have a clue as to what to do with it.
Didn't have a clue on what to do with it.
We'll fix that.
Not an absolute clue.
Is she going to be a staple on the show now?
That's Dan. That's
on my
Dan's
show.
Deal.
Yeah, okay.
And she'll be on Mike 4 one these days.
Hey, Anna. Anna.
Yeah.
Dan may have all of his chips on the dark match Taylor Swift with 237,000 clicks, but my money's on you and Reagan. You better hope Reagan can make it in. I'm just saying.
Yeah, she'll be there. She will be there.
Oh, man. You sound sad.
You know,
I'll kill one of the cats if she's not there.
Okay.
You know. I mean, Dan may have dark match Taylor Swift. I still got my Anna. You know, I'm still putting my faith in you.
You don't seem too confident about it, which is making me feel weird.
What do you mean not confident about it? We're locked in for Bubba 199 this Friday.
Yeah, I know.
8 to 10.
But you're not like, yeah, it's my girl. You're like, right?
Yeah, that's my bitch over there, Anna.
Yeah.
Anna, that's my trap.
Yeah,
queen.
Like you gotta pump me up
my
a little
ride
bit.
Or die bitch.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fun girl.
Unfortunately, I can pump you up all you want, but you will just like, yeah, that's right. I'm fun. Like, you know, you don't. It's just all big fake.
Why is it big fake?
You tell me.
I'm fun on Bubba 199. I dance. I sing.
Wear puppy clothes.
That usually come off. I didn't wear puffy clothes last
time. Just make sure Reagan's here. That's all I can tell you. Is that mean for me to say?
No, it's like, real life. You're telling me the truth, and I can handle it.
Why do you feel like that? You feel like you're not pretty enough to show up to 199?
Oh, I think she's pretty enough.
I didn't say
enough.
That, but
she's pretty
now
enough
it's
on
in
the,
my brain.
She's pretty, she's pretty enough on the outside, but she's not pretty enough on the inside.
I don't know what's worse.
We want you to be pretty on the inside. You're
I'm
pretty.
Trying. I'm trying.
Well, you know what it
pretty.
Was, Bubba?
I'm fun girl.
She admitted after you left the room, after the segment, that she got rejected this week, and she tried to hang out with that horny couple that's trying to bang her, and they rejected her. And then she ventured off into a group chat to find some more friends, and they shut her down, too.
Really? Anna, why don't you just call me up? You could have come over.
What?
You come over to my house. I mean,
she's like that little bee in the Blind Melon song.
You guys see that pool party.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment, but Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.